Excuse me, good afternoon, everybody. Well, I thought I might start 2013. Well, in terms of the serious sense, now that all the celebrations have gone, with something that some people may find a little bit controversial, but I think that we should start maybe a conversation on it and see what happens. So just walking down to Harbourne High Street. Harbourne is the place where I work, and some say it's the Chelsea of Birmingham. The High Street is quite nice, and I'm hopefully going to get my hair cut. It needs it, by golly, it needs it. Anyway, the topic of conversation, and I probably will post it, I am brave enough, and if you're have really strong opinions about it, and you're going to be bigoted and stupid, then don't bother replying. And let's see how we go with this one. But that's one of my caveats anyway. Yeah, it's the story that's in the paper. I saw it on a retweet from Pink News. And it's another story of an MP that is... Well, it seems to me that he's saying that he's against gay marriage, and then he's coming back now because people have asked him a couple of questions and saying, whoa, you know. But I didn't quite say that, and it's all this sort of thing. And it seems to be really that whatever he said, and it's the same as lots of these stories, whatever people say, it doesn't really matter, because to me anyway, it seems to get mashed up into, oh, well, you're against gay people, there's something wrong with you, blah, 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 blah. So, we're going to ostracise you until you change your mind. And that's what I see anyway. I should start maybe by qualifying myself a little bit. I'm a blind person, obviously, some of you know that. But as a blind person, I would say that I have prejudice levelled against me. Things like disability, hate crime, it would come under to some extent, you know, people questioning what you do. If I'm walking too fast, I get called a, you know, people say stuff in the streets. I face disability discrimination. Just... even in terms of perception, but in terms of not really being covered very effectively by Equality Act. So, you know, you go into a restaurant, they haven't got menus for you, and in Braille, or, you know, or in a hotel, you don't get fire safety information, not even the basic stuff. So, you know, I feel prejudice, or experience prejudice from that point of view. And also, as a Christian, and particularly... or often with gay people, because they'll say, well, oh, cool, bloody Christian, no. And they think that, you know, I'm going to ask God to burn them with fire and brimstone. But I'd actually say that my faith actually probably makes me more tolerant towards people that are different, so that are gay or whatever, because... my God teaches me to be gracious. So that's my starting point, I suppose. You know, that whatever someone is, God has shown me amazing grace, and he shows you, affords you, whoever you are, the same grace as he afforded me. So, you know, that's another sort of point to all this, I think. And also, my brother's gay, and I was appalled when I think I've said this somewhere, but when some 4 or 5 years ago, when we met, having rarely met each other previous to that, because we were fostered into different foster families, so I didn't see him. But he didn't contact me for 2 years, according to his own story, because he thought that I wouldn't want to know him because he's gay. That bothers me, and it upset me greatly to think that he would feel like that and have to entrench himself into that way of thinking because presumably of his previous experiences of being judged and prejudiced against in life. So that's a bit about... Hang on, let me just see if these lights are working. Oh, yeah. Okay. I can go and continue the conversation now. So, yeah, that's my sort of pre-position. You know, that's all my current position. That's where I'm at. But it seems to me, yeah, as I say, that people are being ostracised, and there's a bigoted approach and a gay evangelist approach, you could call it, maybe, that exists. Similar to, you know, lots of groups now that want their rights and, you know, fine. Let's talk about rights and, well, they're not rights, actually. I'm not really a believer in rights. I'm a believer in responsibilities, and I have a responsibility to someone insisted on overtaking me, but not very much faster than I'm walking. I have a responsibility to the gay community not to be an ass, basically. So, yeah, rights. So anyway, but all these communities, all these groups fighting for their right, and it all gets really out of hand. And that you can't have an opinion now, especially, it seems, you know, I'm half worried about expressing some of this, my own thoughts, for being ostracised or being called all sorts for having a view or having my own thoughts. But yeah, so the MP was talking about gay marriage, and saying that he's against it, but he's not homophobic. Well, I would agree. I think that's my position. I understand marriage as being a union between a man and a woman. You could go so far to say as that some heterosexual couples have got it wrong because they're not necessarily getting married in the sight of God, and the church has quite liberally, obviously, allowed people to get married with the faintest declaration of some acknowledgement of God and the belief prior to that marriage. Same with, you know, people getting their kids into C of E schools because they often educate better and things like that. Church of England schools, for those that don't know. And I just think it's regardless of what happens in the state, and I hope that, because I can't say categorically, but I hope the state is affording gay people with the rights that other people as part of the UK get. Because, you know, they should be, that's fine. But in terms of marriage, the word marriage and what marriage actually is, I have some thoughts of some problems with it, really. And as I said, you know, whether you get married in the sight of God and then break that covenant through the relationship breaking down, or, what's the word I'm looking for? Infidelity and that kind of thing. That's still as much of an issue to any God. So I'm just noticing a nice big cafe here that wasn't there before. Yeah, as anything that those people who declared to be on that side of the particular fence could throw at you guys for being homosexual. And I don't know if I even want to get into the whole thing about is it a choice, is it a this, or is it that, is it wrong, is it right, at all as a whole sort of position or concept or way of life or lifestyle. Because, you know, you could argue, well, I'm blind and you can't help that, it's the way you are. And so that's the same for a person who's gay. You know, I've heard it all, and it's great, I've enjoyed the conversation. And I've sat amongst gay people where I've been the only person who's straight amongst all my newfound gay friends through my brother. And it's brilliant, I've felt welcome. But we've been able to discuss like elements around my faith and why I believe what I believe. Not necessarily about being gay or not, but belief around why I believe what I believe in terms of my faith generally. And it's all been very civilised, and it sort of worked quite well. And I've never... in fact, I went to Gay Pride. My brother couldn't believe it. I went to Gay Pride about 2 or 3 years ago in Birmingham. Is it just called Pride now? Birmingham Pride, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, there. And I never said a word about my faith. You know, he was going around telling everybody because he couldn't believe I was there, and they couldn't believe I was there. And I'm like, well, he's my brother and I love him, and so I don't, you know, I'll be involved in terms of being part of his life. That's part of his life, that's who he is. That's, yeah. So those are my thoughts. I couldn't get it all down in a few 140 character replies to people. So I think maybe if the MP had as long to explain himself as I just have, and you can listen or not listen, if you've got this far, well done. These are just the thoughts of a semi-rambling, fully conscious Mr. Paul Hopkins VI podcasting at this time. And I think it's more of a discussion. I can't really talk about it in a one-way sense because I don't do that. I tend to like to have a discussion, a debate, a chat. It's time. It's one of those times to understand things, isn't it? and maybe that's it. And I would also put a gauntlet out there for people who are fighting for their own rights. Take a thought for other people whose rights need to be fought for, and work with them a bit, perhaps. You know, people with disabilities, there's a whole assault on us at the moment in terms of government and the press and society, it seems. I think we'd appreciate your support, and maybe we can galvanise a bit together. Again, I might not agree. Even if I agreed with nothing in terms of what a lifestyle that one has, I would still hopefully fight for your right to be that person. Whether I do think that marriage, the institution of marriage, if you want to put it like that, call it what you will, is being abused both by certainly it has been by heterosexual people and will be by the state and the government. You can't redefine what marriage is. It is what it is, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe that's where I should end in summary, having summarised my position. Hope you found this useful or helpful or totally nauseating. but whatever it is, please do not start... I don't railing against me, just have a conversation, teach me something I don't know, give me your point of view, that'll be fine, and we shall continue with this discussion. But thank you for listening. I hope I've made myself semi-clear, and I'm out of here to get my hair cut. See you soon. Bye.